Mickey Donnelly, you must be absolutely delighted, but drained after that.
I would drain surely, Barry, but you know, these boys have took a lot of criticism after the final. You know, there'd been a lot of fingers pointed at them and said that it showed a lack of leadership and a lack of intensity and maybe a wee bit of naivety. They showed a hell of a amount of character today. You know, the game, you know, for all intents and purposes, 2 points down, two men down, the game's over. But they dug in, they grounded out, and they squeezed extra time. And I think we knew when we came here and there at the end of normal time that there was the momentum was with us. And I think that showed up. We rattled off first three scores against the Breeze. And I can't emphasise enough how difficult it was to play under that top end. You know, that railway end of the ground, there was a fresh enough breeze and it was hard to get scores. But, you know, thank God we got them that second half.
The two men sent off, it must have been a terrible worrying time for you. Try to reshuffle things, but it was always going to be very difficult against 13 men. But what character, what resilience you showed there. And young McGrath popping up with an equaliser, unbelievable.
Stephen was excellent today. Stephen was really excellent today. He fronted up and kept fronting up. You know, he kicked some ridiculous scores. You know, when he was off balance, kicking over his shoulder, he was outstanding, he really was. And delighted for him because, you know, Stephen didn't play in the early rounds. And he's the epitome of lads who've stuck at it and stuck at it and stuck at it. He got his chance. And listen, he took it with both hands today.
And what a performance from Frank Burns and Reece Kwan as well. And Shea Hamill. Dogged battle with Jack Savage.
Like they're quality players. You know, Savage, Spillane and Keane, like they're all super forwards. But thank God we were able to nullify them for large spells. You know, listen, with good players, it's sort of damage limitation. You're going to try and keep them out as much as you possibly can. You're going to keep them out for 60 minutes. But we kept them out for large spells. And that only heightens frustration for that position, you know.
A great step forward with this young team. It's a remarkable achievement. Getting beaten in the Ulster final and bouncing back away you have here today.
We hammered the drum for a fortnight now. Last year, three of the provincial champions were beaten in the All-Ireland quarter final. You know, there's the first one's gone, you know, and I'm sure another one or two might fall tomorrow, you know. So that's just the way it goes. We're just delighted the lads showed such, you know, that maturity over the last fortnight, which, you know, was so evident today.
But in that extra time period, you always looked very strong, didn't you? You know, you burst 3 points in front, they hauled you back, but you always looked a wee bit more in the tank.
They've done a remarkable amount of work. They've trained exceptionally hard. They've took rest when they had to take rest. And I suppose that came through today, you know, and they did finish stronger, you know. But, you know, we can say all we want about panels and squads. The subs all made a difference. In normal time and extra time, you know, they all chipped in either with a score or winning a vital ball. And sure, that was the win of the game, really.
Every single player put on some shift there.
They did, you know. There was no quarter asked or given. You know, the Kerry were physical and strong, but listen, we're matched, and I think we're matched in most areas of the field, you know.
And now another day out, and what a day it'll be to your own seniors and yourselves. If someone had offered you that in January, I'm sure you would have grabbed it with both hands.
No, we're delighted. Listen, suppose the seniors gave us great confidence last night, you know, and you can't underestimate that, you know. But no, we're delighted.